When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. Make no mistake about it, Boomer is really, really interested in how these picks go over the weekend. It was the first thing that he said to me on Monday morning. He goes, I think I had a 4-1 week. He has had enough of being the caboose of us. He has not won in many years. Was Youssef and Jerry and me, and Boomer's had enough. He's really, he's had enough, and he's letting you know.
I have enough right now. Just shut up.
So Boomer's 19-26 on the season, still 7 games under .500, but he is gaining on me slightly. 2 games behind at 21-24. He did have that 4-1 week. I had a 3-2 week. Jerry with the 2-3 week. Jerry 5 games behind, 13 games under .500, 16-29. So one of us will get there. But it does, just to let everybody know, it means more to Boomer than it does to Jerry and me, because he has been shut out. He's been iced out for many years in winning these picks.
It's a long time.
It really is. It's much like the Jets not making the playoffs now. It's become a, it's become a joke amongst us.
I will say this about what you're alluding to, is that once the season's over, I don't even think about it. So I don't know what you're, I don't know whether or not you're accurate in what you're saying, how emphatic you're saying.
Yeah, you remember winning. No one likes winning more than you.
And being right. Yeah. I mean, he loves being right. Like, that being right is your oxygen these days.
Well,
like,
I would not be able to survive. Right. I mean, that's the point.
Yeah, but
I want to make sure that
games.
I give out accurate information solid opinions.
Yeah, picking games. You know, everybody's bad at picking games. Some people good year, some people bad year. You know, you pick
games. I know.
Yeah,
I've been doing it for years, yeah.
Toss up. Badly. Yes, we know. So we have beaten you the last number of years. Jerry comes back this year and gets ahead of you. It's going to be a real embarrassing thing. It's going to be like the Bengals coming back and making the playoffs, slamming on top of you. Jerry's the Bengals.
I'm the Bengals.
Jerry's the Bengals, and you're the Ravens right now. And I'm just sitting here as the Kansas City Chiefs, just licking my Lombardis. All right, Jerry, let's see what we got here.
All right, here we go. 5 games. Game number one, the Denver Broncos in Kansas City. The Chiefs favored by 7.5 points.
You know, divisional game, Denver coming off of an ass-kicking from at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City, a Monday, they played with it, one of the primetime games this week, and yeah, they were good, and DeAndre Hopkins has been a great ad. I think they're going to keep it close. I think Kansas City will win. They'll stay undefeated, but I'm going to take Denver in the 7.5 points.
Yeah, the half is really the thing that brings you in, really wants you to take the Denver Broncos, and I think I'm going to be a sucker and do that. I think that half point has sucked me in. And I also do believe a lot of the things that you said about the Broncos getting blown out. Sean Payton's going to be on their ass the entire week, division game, the whole deal. And by the way, we know, we've seen it many times, Chiefs, big spreads, home, don't tend to cover a lot of those games, so I will also take the Denver Broncos.
Can't do it. I took the Broncos last week. I got sucked in, and they sucked. So I will take the Chiefs minus the 7.5. Game number two, the Steelers, still leading the that AFC North, taking on the Commanders, who are leading the NFC East. The Commanders favored by 2.5 points.
Yeah, it's pretty gutsy that Jaden Daniels is a home favorite here against the 34 defense of the Steelers that will give them trouble. I don't care what anybody says. You know, they do have the speed to be able to track him down, get a few sacks in this game, maybe a fumble or two. I just like the Steelers defense. I like the way that they play. And, you know, I like the fact that Mike Williams now joins George Pickens, because the one thing that Russell Wilson likes to do, he likes to throw it up and down the sideline. It's one of the things that Mike Tomlin wanted to get out of him. They wanted to get more out of their passing game. I'm going to take the Steelers here and the points on the road at Washington.
Now I'm going to take the Commanders because of what happened in that Bears game where Jaden Daniels and that offense was shut down. He was a little bit banged up. That was right after he had had his chest injury. And still, somehow, in that game, didn't have a bad throw, didn't take a bunch of sacks against a good defense, and then still won the game with a miracle Hail Mary. I mean, this guy just wins these games. And The biggest thing for me is not even the talent that he shows, which is so impressive. It's the inability to make massive mistakes. We'll see if he could do it here against another very good defense. Love Jaden Daniels. I'm taking the Commanders.
I know the Giants don't have much of a home field advantage these days, but I was very impressed with the clutch throws and plays he made last week when they could have been in a little trouble. I will take the Commanders -2.5 as well. Game number three, Dan Campbell's Lions go into Houston against the Texans. The Texans at home getting 3.5.
Yeah, coming off that Thursday night loss at the hand of the Jets. You know, I'm not sure about the total health of their offensive line, which was a huge problem in that Thursday night game as the Jets were all over C.J. Stroud. Detroit has got one of the best offenses in football. They are a balanced football team, even without Aiden Hutchinson. They love the blitz. C.J. Stroud is getting hit way too much this year. I'm going to lay the 3.5 points here, and I'm going to take the Lions on the road.
I always pick against the Lions. It's like one of the things I like to do, and I've been getting burned like crazy, and I really was unimpressed by them against the Jets. So this is one of those things where everything is leaning towards me taking the Lions in this game, which is why I'm going to take the Texans. And that's really the only logic that I have here, is that many times when I say everything is lining up with one particular way a game is going to go, it always goes the opposite way. So once again, I will pick against the Detroit Lions, see if they burn me, and the Texans are probably the best. They got to lose at some point here, the Lions, for God's sakes, and beating the brakes off of everybody.
They have lost already once.
Yeah, I mean, they got to lose again, so maybe this is the time. Give me the Texans.
I say no. I say the Lions will win this game, and they will cover the number. I will take the Lions -3.5. All right, we get to the local teams.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. in Germany. We've got the Giants and the Panthers. The Giants are a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and the Giants are going against the worst defense in football, and that is the Carolina Panthers. They give up a ton of points, a ton of yards. You should be able to run on them. You should be able to throw on them. I think Malik Nabers has a huge game here. I'm going to lay the 6.5 points. I'm taking the Giants. I expect them to win by at least 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know what? I'm seeing a 34-10 Giants victory.
Wow.
I really am. You know, in some of these miserable seasons, you have those games that you can go back, you feel good as a fan. And if you're one of the guys who wants to see them lose because of a draft pick, yeah, it hurts. But I don't know. There's going to be a pick six in this game. There's going to be a lot of celebration. Phil's going to be there. It's just, it's a giant. This will be a Giants day in Germany. I don't think it's close. You have 34-10.
Bryce Young's going to get smothered this week.
Yeah. So 34-10, taking the Giants.
You guys aren't believing in Chuba Hubbard and his extension this week?
Well, good for him, but, you know, but the Shadina Schnitzel for the Giants is going to come in handy for them as their pregame meal.
I've taken the Giants all year. I can't not today. If you guys are, I'll take the Giants as well. All right, game number five, the Jets and the Cardinals in Arizona, 4:25. Cardinals playing well. Jets off the win over Houston. The Jets -1.5. The Jets are -1.5. I got that right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, I've been fluctuating on this thing.
It opened the other way, and now it's Jets -1.5.
Right, so when I basically, at the beginning of the week, I was thinking Cardinals. Now, all of a sudden, I'm thinking Jets. And the reason for that is the Cardinals tend to get behind in these games. And what the Jets need is they need a little bit of that confidence that they got in the second half against Houston on Thursday night. They have the better players. They have the better defense. And I got to believe that the Jets are going to come away with the victory here. You know, I'll lay the points now, and I will take the Jets over the Cardinals in the desert.
I want to thank Hans from the NFL for providing us with many things, and one of those things that he did for us was we got a NFL Plus ability to go on NFL Plus, and I watched film. I actually watched some film this week.
The tape.
I went back and watched the tape. I wanted to see if this Cardinals offense looked a little fugazi or what they were all about. I wasn't very impressed, but I was impressed enough to take them in this game, because the Jets have been a total dysfunction bus from the second that we kicked off the season. You're telling me that they're going to get their crap together and go on the road in a must-win game and actually do this? No, I cannot pick them until I see it. So give me the card.
I'm in line with you. And plus, Al told me from his stat pack today that Aaron Rodgers historically has not done well in Arizona. I will take the Cardinals.
They threw a huge Hail Mary in Arizona. You don't remember that?
It's a desperate play.
He was down.
They're desperate right now, Al. You said that the Jets have pulled you back in.
They have. But this Steve Cervi article had all these things about Aaron Rodgers in Arizona. I was like, that's not good.
Boomer and Geo Friday Football Picks brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.